went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagold.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us a bit early tonight, as we'll be on the air until 6:45 when University of Rochester basketball will take the airwaves on WYSL. In just a moment, we'll be speaking to one of the 2013 inductees in the Lancers Wall of Fame, induction ceremony happening this Saturday. He's covered soccer in Rochester for nearly 50 years. The one and only Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy, will be with us in just a moment. And we'll also look back at the Lancers' first win of the MISL season. The scorer of a pair of goals against the Pennsylvania Roar, Gary Boughton, will be with us. And finally, Michael Lewis will be on to give us his on-site report on MLS Cup 2013. Hope he was nice and warm for that one. And, of course, his thoughts on the U.S.'s draw in the World Cup. Well, Dick Howard is on his way back from Brazil in the World Cup draw. He'll be back next week, and, of course, he'll be in town this weekend as he'll be being inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame with Alex Lloyd, Don Lalka, and Ed Morante. Now here's our own Lancers Wall of Famer himself, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Andrew, and good evening, Bob. We got the big gun tonight, the engineer in our show.
Excuse me. That's okay.
And I'm all choked up, I know.
And
I'm all choked up. And I hope that we do a good job, but otherwise it's going to fire us. So, you know, it's a gloomy day outside, but it's a beautiful day where we are. You know, we're thinking about soccer and we're thinking about spring, because spring is just around the corner. But then, of course, we got the indoor game. The indoor game that give us the same excitement that the outdoor game gives to us. And, you know, the big events coming up. And we're going to tell them a little bit more about this evening. And the guy that we're going to have next, my God, I go back with him when I was a young kid. And, you know, and we were partnered in many, many ways. We slept together.
Partners in crime.
Partners in crime. And he told me about mi casa, tu casa. Excuse me. So, Andrew, you know, I'm looking forward to talking with Alex.
Well, certainly the Lancers were not only pioneers of outdoor soccer, they also were pioneers in indoor soccer in the first indoor tournaments. The game looked much different back then than it does now. So we're very happy to be joined right now by one of the inductees in the Lancers Wall of Fame. I don't remember the last time we had him on our show. He's all over Rochester Radio. He's been on for a couple of decades now in Rochester Radio. We're very happy to be joined by the Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy. Alex's appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, 25 locations plus in the Rochester area. One phone number to call, 234-5555, or you can go to salvatores.com. Alex, good evening, and welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and hello, Joe. Thank you, Joe. And the reason Joe is all choked up, because I'm on the air with him, so that's the only reason.
Actually, Alex, I am moved because you and I go back a long time, not only as associate with soccer, but as being friends. And I pray for you, and that the Lord gives you good health. And I'm so glad to have you on the air with us tonight. I mean, we go back about soccer. We disagree a little bit because I think Italy is better than Brazil. But then, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to wait until June, Joe, to see that, but during the World Cup. I think Italy is a good team defensively. Other than that, they have absolutely nothing. And not because I'm from Brazil, but I think Brazil has to be the early favorite in the World Cup. And we'll see what happens. So it's 8 months away from now, and we're going to have to wait.
Well, Alex, I want to talk to you about Brazil and about the 50 World Cup and, of course, this one. But I want to first mention, for people who may not know who this gentleman is, Alex Loy came to the United States from Brazil in his early years. And he's from a Ukrainian descent but grew up in Brazil. And you also played, Alex. I mean, you're not just a journalist, but you also played soccer. But you played alongside of another inductee this year, Don Lauka, another Ukrainian who is certainly a Lancer legend himself. So tell us about your early years here in Rochester.
I missed it, Andrew. How many years?
Tell us about the early years when you were here in Rochester.
Oh, the early years was a long time ago. I'll never forget the evening when I started working full-time at the Democrat and Chronicle at the age of 16. My beat was high school soccer and college soccer at that time, and I dribble a little bit in the amateur scene and stuff like that. Then one evening, Eddie Morante, one of the inductees, came over to the office, and he says, "I have an announcement." And he saw my sports editor, and he says, "Well, if it's soccer, you got to go see Alex over there." And that's the time that Eddie brought a sheet and saying that the Rochester Lancers will be going and starting a new professional soccer team. In those days, it was known as the American Soccer League. So that's how I started my relationship with the Lancers. And then later on, I became a close friend of the late Pat Anolfo, who was the president of the club, still a good friend of Charlie Sciano, and of course, and from there on. But we had a lot of good time. I as a sports writer, and they as owners, and we had a grand time. And one thing I need to say, Andrew, in those days, the Rochester Lancers did not bus to games. They flew a DC-3. At that time, it was owned by the late Elmer Page. So every road trip that we took or the Rochester Lancers took, they didn't bus it or they didn't pack players in a car. They all flew in a DC-3.
And Charlie had some very interesting stories about a couple of flights on that DC-3, as you can hear, by the way, on our website.
One time coming back from Washington, there was a big storm. I wasn't on it, I got to admit. And from what I understood, the plane was flying upside down during that storm. But you had to rely on the late Elmer Page, who owned the plane and who was an excellent pilot, knew what he was doing. So I understand that everybody turned white on the plane. They couldn't believe that they landed. I decided to be smart, so I grabbed, I was covering the game for the Democrat and Chronicle, so I grabbed a flight on one of the airlines. And I know that I came in about 7-8 hours later before they landed in Rochester. But all went good. They all were safe, even if they had to fly upside down.
Well, let me tell you, I got to add one thing to this, Alex. And you were not on the plane, but I was. There was one time that we were flying over Pennsylvania. And, you know, the plane was going up and down. And you could hear the motor goes, you know, and all of a sudden the cabin opened up, and the pilot, you know, Elmer Page, he was just as small as I was, and we looked over there. They had a freaking flashlight in the on their hands, and they were looking at the map to find out where they were. So, and when we landed in Rochester, Pat Anolfo, God rest his soul, he got out of the plane, kissed the ground, and said, we're going to play commercial from now.
Well, never. We flew, the Lancers flew commercial to such cities at that time as New York City and Montreal and stuff like that. But most of those flights were on Elmer Page's DC-3. But speaking of the late Elmer Page, that was probably one of the finest pilots that come out of Rochester. And whenever Elmer Page flew a plane, you knew you were going to be safe.
Well, you're saying this because he was a Ukrainian, not like you. But I want you to tell a little bit.
Had a buffalo named Melnik. So that's the only thing. Elmer Page was not Ukrainian.
Okay, see, that's why Alex is the dean of soccer, Joe.
Alex, I want you to tell our listener a little bit about, you know, how soccer really got started. And the reason why, because there was a league in Rochester where the Ukrainian, the Italian-American, the Rangers, and all the other teams that were competing at that time. Tell us about, you know, you were one of the players over there. Tell the people how it went.
The Ukrainian-Americans, and so did Dan Lalka, my good friend Dan, who's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, we started here. Don was a much better player than Alex Loy was. So Don, not only did he play for the Ukrainians, he managed to get a gig and then went out and played in Toronto. He was an excellent player. He was just a superstar. Don graduated from Franklin High School. Not only was Don excellent in soccer, but he also was a star
basketball
athlete at Franklin High School in the track and field event. So Don, not only did he play soccer, he played all sports. He was an excellent basketball player. I think he was the only guy at that time when Franklin had a powerhouse in basketball in the late 60s that won the sectionals and everything else. And Don was a super basketball player as well.
And we're very honored that Don's going to be inducted into the Wall of Fame as well on Saturday as the Lancers face St. Louis. And the tickets, get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. Alex, I want to ask you about the World Cup because you were in Brazil at the time of the last World Cup in that country. And you remember what it was like.
And the last World Cup in Brazil was in 1950, and they had over 200,000 people at Maracanã Stadium for the finals of Brazil and Uruguay. Brazil got beat in the finals at that time. But that's where I first saw my soccer game and everything else. But the intriguing part of it, there were 200,000 people in that stadium. Today it does not hold because of conditions the way the stadium is, and it was renovated. So you're not going to find a stadium in Brazil that holds 200,000 people anymore.
I don't think you find a stadium anywhere that holds 200,000 people. But, Alex, you also covered the World Cup in 1970 for the DNC and went down to Mexico to cover that. Tell us about that.
Well, I spent 5 weeks in Mexico in Guadalajara, and that's I have to tell you a story. I knew about Pelé because I was from Brazil, but my association even got closer with Pelé, Edson Arantes do Nascimento, the great soccer star who played for Santos and the Brazilian national team, and also for the New York Cosmos when he decided to retire from soccer playing in Brazil. That's where I met Pelé, and that was in Guadalajara, Mexico. And, you know, that was a lot of fun. You know, those are some of the things that I'll never forget, not only because of my introduction to Pelé and my association with Pelé, because Pelé used to come to Rochester quite often with the Cosmos, and every time the Cosmos came to Rochester, along with the late Beth Anolfo and Charlie Schiano and company, you know, we always got together, had a lot of laughs, and you're not going to find a better gentleman not only a soccer player, but a genuine and true form, Espela was. He was the kindest person you would ever want to meet.
Hopefully someday we can bring him back to Rochester and honor the Cosmos from that era. But I won't mention, by the way, Joe, that Brazil beat Italy 4-1 in the final.
We're not going to mention that.
Well, yeah, Alex, we have to run, Alex. We have a short show tonight, but we'll have you on again as we get closer to the World Cup, because I know you have a lot of stories about Brazilian soccer and how important that is, especially coming up with the World Cup back in your homeland. So, again, thank you so much for being with us, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday as we induct you into the Lancers Wall of Fame.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and I'm looking forward to it.
Stay well, then. Stay well, my friend.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Alex Loy here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Gary Boughton from the Rochester Lancers, who scored 2 goals in the win over Pennsylvania on Friday. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday, December 14th at the Blue Cross Arena against the expansion St. Louis Sambush with kickoff at 7 p.m. It's Wall of Fame night as the four new gentlemen will be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Alex Loy, Don Latka, Ed Morant, and Soccer is a Kick in the Grass correspondent Dick Howard. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni and enjoying the lead up to the Christmas season. And what better way to celebrate Christmas than going to see the Rochester Lancers this Saturday night at the Blue Cross Arena. You get your Christmas shopping done during the day and then come to a great event as we honor Alex Loy, Don Latka, Ed Morante, and Dick Howard as they're inducted into the Wall of Fame, and there'll be a lot of dignitaries there. Of course, current Hall of Fame members like Mr. Sirianni will be in attendance as well. Well,
you know, it's going to be a great event, and I'm sure that it's much appreciated by everybody that, you know, that have this honor bestowed on them. I know that I am personally, and it goes without saying that Soccer Sam, you know, he does a super job on this, and on behalf of all the inductees, past and present, I want to thank Sam and the whole crew for doing what they're doing. It's just it's a tremendous effort, tremendous honor to honor the pioneers of soccer, so to speak.
And also I thank Mike at Naira Trophies for providing the plaques for the wall, and also they'll be given out to the inductees on Saturday night. And one gentleman will certainly be in attendance. He'll be putting the ball in the back of the net for the Lancers, hopefully on Saturday against St. Louis, is our next guest. He scored two goals against Pennsylvania to lead the Lancers to their first win of the season, joined by Gary Boughton. And Gary's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, 7 p.m. kickoff Saturday against the St. Louis Ambush. First time ever in Rochester. The Wall of Fame ceremony before the match. Call 872-KICK or go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Gary, good evening and congratulations on the first win of the season.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Big win for us.
It certainly was, and I tell you, putting the ball in the back of the net puts fans in the seats, but defense wins championships. And the Lancers completely turned things around after the first three matches where they gave up an average of 20 points. This time around, they gave up two. And you're gonna win a lot of games giving up a single goal. And just what did the team do defensively differently against Pennsylvania than in the first three matches?
I think we definitely buckled down a lot of mistakes that were happening in the box, letting runners go through free versus bumping them on their way to the box, closing down shots a lot quicker, getting a few more blocks in to make it easier on Pat. Those are just some of the things we worked on all week. We had a very tough and a very diligent week of training leading up to that game. I mean, we had the week off before for Thanksgiving, so everyone kind of got a little refreshing break after a slow start. And I think when we came back in, we had a right mentality and realized, you know, we're not going to get very far if we keep letting up 20 goals a game.
Gary, I gotta ask you this question about your hairdo. tell me about that. I mean, I don't know how much time you spend.
You're not talking about Elliot Fowski. Are you mixing the players up here, Joe?
Yeah, I did.
You're mixing up the players. Gary's hair is wonderful, but Elliot's the guy who puts all the gel in to make the spikes.
Yeah. My
what
hair
does he do? I mean,
to the right.
Do you know? You know the trick? How long it takes to do what he needs to do?
I don't know. He spends hours on it, but I stay away from that. I go simple with my hair. I don't deal with that.
That's right. Well, Gary, I want to ask you the start of the second half against Pennsylvania. It was 3-2. I mean, Pennsylvania had a good second quarter. They scored the only goal. you came in and scored 32 seconds into the half, and probably the gentlest goal I think I've seen in a long time at indoors. You just sort of just guided the ball into the back of the net. And then the real key to the game, though, was on the power play later in that quarter. Pennsylvania was 100% on their power play coming into the game. You come in and score a shorthanded goal against them, and I think that really took the wind out of their sails. I think after that it was really smooth sailing for the team after the goal was scored to make it 9-2. So that, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get an opportunity and man down, it's always a big momentum lifter. I mean, we gave up a foul right around the box, and without Steven Basso getting out to block that shot, I don't have that opportunity. So it starts there. Again, started with our defense on that play. And I saw an opportunity where I thought I could go forward and beat him to the ball. And, you know, after that, putting the ball in the back of the net, a man down, that even gives me a little bit more confidence. And you can hear the crowd going nuts, and our bench went wild. So that was a huge momentum lifter. And not only that, we got the goal, but after that, we finished killing off the penalty, which was big too, so that we didn't just give up a goal for a goal and let them get back in it. But our man down worked hard to keep them off the board there.
Gary, just I'm familiar with hockey when they kill a penalty. They usually put the guys up checkers. Is it the same thing that you guys use in like when you got to kill a penalty? That's the guys that are faster and tougher. I mean, what is the how those guys are selected?
It's really just the guys that want to put the work in, put that extra work in. We usually play at least three defenders, and then another midfielder or forward type player that can give us a little bit of quickness at the top of the defense. But it's not an easy job, and not a lot of guys are willing to sign up for it. But I personally love the challenge of it, love the opportunities to go out and score shorthanded goals and really, you know, put that work in so my teammates can see that I'm willing to go do a job in a tough situation for the betterment of the group as a whole. And I think that's kind of the attitude everyone's got to have when we're playing a man down, when we get a penalty, is that, you know, something happened, whether it be intentional or not, and we've got a guy in the box, and now the rest of us got to buckle down and really, really get tough for a few minutes.
Absolutely. We're with Gary Bowen of the Lancers and the Lancers in action Saturday against St. Louis, 7 p.m. kickoff of the Blue Cross Arena. But, Gary, it's a big weekend for you guys. You have to go down and play the defending champion Baltimore Blast in Baltimore on Friday night, then come back on the bus overnight, and then play on Saturday. So what are you guys doing to prepare for a very busy and physically taxing weekend?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, you got to take care of your body on your own time. We're together for a couple hours every day where we've got the training staff available for us. But, you know, when you go home, you got to treat your body right. You got to eat healthy. You know, if you've got nicks, you got to ice, get the Tylenol in you. Just kind of take care of yourself that way. And then in practice, you know, not injuring each other when we got a tough week is definitely on the agenda. But it's really more a focus in practice and, you know, understanding that whenever we go into a weekend like this, we want to get a win the first game. That kind of carries you into the second game, makes things a little bit easier, makes the travel a little bit easier mentally. But a lot of it's taking care of yourself on your own and doing the things you need to do to be ready for two games, because everybody in the league deals with tough weekends at times and back-to-backs, and we all understand as professionals that they're going to be difficult. It's really buckling down on your own to make sure you're ready for it.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. We wish you all the best of luck for Friday night in Baltimore. We know it's going to be a tough one. We're looking for hopefully a good performance and maybe get a win against Baltimore. We haven't done that yet, so
yeah, that'd
be
a huge
accomplishment.
Obviously, when we get out there on that field, that's going to be the goal. You know, we go there expecting that we're going to be able to do our jobs and get a win, and hopefully the cards fall the right way for us.
Certainly. And then Saturday night we'll be there. I'll be helping emceeing the Wall of Fame ceremony. We look forward to a big victory against St. Louis. So, Gary, best of luck to you guys this week, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Gary.
Good night, Gary.
Gary Bouton here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, it's 2012 Lancers Wall of Fame inductee Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the MLS Cup Final and the World Cup draw next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
La, 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 la.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Drive wide.
It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Don't telephone. I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
My father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The Rochester Lancers are back in action this Saturday, December 14th at the Blue Cross Arena against the expansion St. Louis Sambush with kickoff at 7 p.m. It's Wall of Fame night as the four new gentlemen will be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Alex Loy, Don Latka, Ed Morant, and Soccer is a Kick in the Grass correspondent Dick Howard. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store, and also tonight by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Northfield Commons in the village of Pittsburgh. Christmas right around the corner. Get all your monogramming, embroidery needs, a top-notch monogram, and of course, all of your Rochester Lancers, MISL, and classic NASL gear at top-notch monogramming. Good evening, Michael. Have you unfrozen from the MLS Cup final yet?
Yeah, it was pretty cold there, but I have to admit I didn't go through a bad situation as most of the fans and some of the writers did. I used my 10-year as appearing at all 18 MLS Cups to wrangle a seat inside. I figured at my age I could be protected from the cold a bit. So that's maybe one of the advantages of covering every MLS Cup since day one.
Well, it was quite a final, I tell you. It was a physical, it was tough, it was cold. And even though I've said in the past I hate penalties, I don't think it's a fair way to decide a match at tied after 120 minutes. Going to the 10th round was pretty exciting, and you got to give credit where credit is due. Jimmy Nielsen outdid the expert at penalties, the man himself, Nick Raimondo, and Kansas City. I didn't think they were going to do it. I thought RSL was going to win the shootout, but the big keeper for Kansas City, Jimmy Nielsen, came through when he needed to, and a couple shots off the crossbar, and it's Kansas City taking on their second MLS title. Tell us what you thought of the match.
Well, pretty similar to yours, you know, about Nielsen, who was the penalty kick hero. You wouldn't have bet any money that he would have done anything during the shootout, because he looked like an old man, very, very slow reacting out there. I've seen him play over the last several years, and I've never seen him. His reaction was just that slow, and that was because of the cold. And you might think, wait a minute now, the guy's from Scandinavia, he's from Denmark, he's got to be used to it. Well, most of his soccer in the inclement weather months of the winter were played indoors, so he really never had an opportunity to play very many, if any, soccer matches outdoors. So, but he was like the surprise hero in the shootout, coming up big with two saves. And, you know, the field was not in perfect condition there. It was frozen in some places, and I have to give the players a lot of credit for, one, avoiding that area for the most part, so there wouldn't be any embarrassing situations for either team, and just playing a relatively good game. Saying all that, I don't like the fact that this cup game was in December. As we all know, as you get deeper into the fall and toward winter, you have a better chance of getting colder days and snowier days. And I understand it can snow in October and November. I lived in Rochester for 10 and a half years, so I know how volatile the weather can be up up in your neck of the woods, but I think the league has to stay out of December as much as they can for future games. I think they dodged a bullet in this one.
But, you know, Mike, you know, I got two things for you. In Europe, they play soccer in the winter, and in Northern Italy, for instance, it's very cold and very snowy, and, you know, they seem to not have a factor. But then again, I just like to, you know, you talked about the goalie being superb. Tell us about the shooters. I mean, you know, it's pretty tough for a shooter to miss a penalty in a sense, but it's pretty dramatic when they do it. How did you see the shooters? You talked about the goalie. Talk about the shooters a little bit.
Yeah, one thing that we forget about is by the time you have played 120 minutes, and granted it wasn't in the heat, but you're tired. You're a tired player. And if a player is going to shoot over the net, that means he has no power in his legs at all. We saw it happen. I guess the most famous example was at the 1994 World Cup final where Roberto Baggio knocked his attempt. It looked more like a field goal than a shot on net during the penalty kick tiebreaker then. And that's what happens. I'll tell you, I've taken penalties. I've never been a player by any serious means, but I have taken penalties. And when you have to take it, and I know you're you know, from the press box or from the stands, it looks so far away. But when you put the ball down at the penalty spot, it looks like you're trying to figure out, where do I put this thing? Because the goal looks so small. I'm not, you know, these players are supposed to convert them most of the time, but I think part of the problem is, again, nerves at the end of a championship game, and then again, being tired. You put that those two combinations together, and some of them are going to miss.
Well, the MLS final is finally done, so we got about a 3-month break before we start the season up again in March. So, it's crazy stuff. But we have just a few minutes left, Mike. We want to talk quickly about the World Cup draw. I watched it and groaned when we saw the U.S.'s group, but now thinking about it a bit and looking at some statistics, it may not be as bad. It certainly could be a lot better, but it's not as bad, I don't think, as people make out. One of the key things, I think, the U.S. will play the second match each day in the group in the first and second game. So when we play Ghana, we'll already know what the Germany-Portugal result is, and the same thing when we play Portugal, which I think may help planning for Jurgen Klinsmann to know what he needs to do. I mean, if Germany and Portugal tie, then that may change the strategy a bit against Ghana. Same thing when Germany plays Ghana. It's going to be a very tough group. I think any of those four teams can come out of this group. So what do you think?
Well, you know, the four teams that are in the group, they all reached the second round in 2010, which right there, that defines how difficult that group is. And yes, I know a lot of American soccer fans groan like you did about it, but one reason why it is a group of death is because of the United States. The United States is not too shabby of a side. I think it has improved under Jurgen Klinsmann, and this is the reason why U.S. soccer hired Jurgen Klinsmann, to raise the level of the team, to get out of the opening round of a tough World Cup draw. And quite frankly, U.S. has history at its doorstep. They can do it. I know it looks tough with Germany, Portugal, and Ghana, which has ushered the U.S. out of the last two World Cups. But right now, U.S. has a great opportunity to show how good it really is. You know, we keep talking about how much we want to be one of the world powers. Well, this is the opportunity right now to show what, you know, Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey in their last hurrah. You've got Tim Howard in goal. You know, you've got Jozy Altidore playing the top of his game. Michael Bradley, yes, there are problems on defense, no doubt about that. But this is just a great opportunity for the United States, again, to show what they can do.
Well, Michael, we're running short on time tonight because we do have basketball coming up in just a couple minutes. But next week, let's go into more detail about the United States and some of the things we're going to watch for. And of course, we'll talk about your frequent flyer miles. You're going to be racking up as the U.S. has the longest travel of any team in the World Cup. So maybe it'll be some benefit for you after the fact. So I look forward to hopefully seeing you this weekend with the Wall of Fame ceremony.
I plan to be up, weather permitting. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And that's going to do it for our show tonight as we're going to basketball in just a moment. We want to thank Alex Loy and Gary Boughton from the Lancers for joining us again. The Wall of Fame ceremony is this Saturday, 7 p.m. kickoff against the St. Louis Ambush. Before the match, I'll be unseen as we induct Alex Loy, Ed Moranti, Don Lauka, and Dick Howard into the Wall of Fame. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Suriani, Michael Lewis down in Detroit, or down in New York, Detroit, and Bob Savage at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 on our regular time for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsford, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.